Kedves szaktársai, mesek egy kis magyar mese, egy software mese. Egyszer volt, hol nem volt, egy magyar köztársaság, ahol mindenki egyenlő, boldog és vidám volt. Egy volt egy SKI intercept, ahol mindenki képes, okos és szorgalmas volt. Ez nagyon szép álom volt. So, dreaming the impossible dream. Egy álom, egy társaság, where everyone is free, damals in the Népköztársaság nem volt, they're free, equal and biztos, this is a, it's a álom. And világ, a world where people live together, in peace, beke is harmony. Egy álom is a greater than nagy magyar ország. In the borders of 1914, many people dream this dream. Egy más álom is a fully integrated, automated software development where you can predict the outcome. Well, in the late 70s, I was dreaming this dream to create a system to support all phases of software development, from the requirements analysis to systems integration. There should be tools to support the project definition, calculate the costs, tools for specifying requirements, making a system design, then generating the code from the system design, documenting the code from the code itself, testing the code against itself automatically with test cases generated from the design and system integration. And this is a cape, a build, a picture from that time. You see, at the top was the system softman for the project management. This was a project led by Melly Robert. Then there was the soft spec, the project of Eric Anyari, for specifying the requirements in a formal way. Then a tool from Fejavari Laszlo, who unfortunately is not here today, but this tool was to generate target environments from the requirement specification. Then a tool, SoftGen, to create code from these designs for the different target environments. SoftDoc was for post-documentation of the code. SoftTest for the testing. SoftInt for the integration. And then the whole cycle would be repeated again. So this was the model. People often have models in their vision. Mindennek egy kezdet és a vége. So the beginning of this koan, this story, was in a hotel bar in London, where a Hungarian boy who later migrated to California and became a rabbi, Lazar Györgyi, came to me at this bar, and I had given a speech at the conference, and I was talking about a project for Siemens, testing for the Siemens, was at that time doing the largest project in Germany, the Integrierte Transportsteuerung for the German railroad. And he suggested I come to Hungary because they would have so many Sorgolmos, Okosh, and Kepesh Imberek here. It was in February 1978 that was the beginning. I actually came over, I met with him, and he introduced me to the laboratory leader, Rabar Miklos, and he brought me over to the SKE, to Kovacs-Jussu. The end of this dream was in a dismal pub, I remember very well, the back streets of Frankfurt, of Pajudvar Mugge, hinter dem Bahnhof irgendwo. I celebrated my 50th birthday and the end of the Softorg adventure, together with the last users of this system from the Bundesbahn, and that was March 1990. So you see this. Now, between the beginning and the end, there were some significant events. I guess the greatest event was when Rabar Miklos brought me over to the Budapest Fair. They were having a fair, it was in May 1978, and I met Kovacs-Jussu, and there was no reason for him whatsoever to support me because I was a nobody, a shinky or something, just looking for something. But he decided that he would invest in this project, and we started the testing with one person, Jobás Tibor from SKE and Kushutash Maria from Samok. And this was our team, and we tested for 2 years, and the project was a success. We tested about 300 modules, we found many errors. We were paid, this was the big problem, was how to pay for this project. So they weren't about to pay for the hours, so we charged by test case and by error. The Hibash was found was, I think, Hibash was 150 marks and the test case was 75. Okay, this went on for 2 years and then we were starting with some other tool projects. But I ran out of money. Siemens did not pay me for the last project. We went on to test the BS-2000, and I owed Metrimpex about, you can read in the paper, Hetvin Evesh, 70,000 marks, which I couldn't pay. So the Kovacs-Jussu said, don't worry about this, I have an idea. We'll make a joint venture, you see. You turn over the tools and also the tools what you will develop in the future to Metrimpex, and we have a joint venture of Samok, SKE, Metrimpex, and we sell the tools in the West, and mainly in Germany, and you act as our agent there. You form a KFT. So you see, I never really wanted to become a Valakozo, never. That was not my thing, but okay, I made this company and we acted as an agent for Metrimpex, developing these tools and selling them in Germany. That wasn't my ambition to make money. I never was interested in money, but the Metrimpex was, so they controlled the tools. Yeah. And this was a big decision. Started in 1980. This was practically a green light for me. Yeah, the Sult Yelzu, to go ahead and live my dream. We were very lucky at this time. We had a contract with Bertelsmann to salvage their dispatching system, which IBM had started and then given up, and they weren't able to finish. And we went there with people from SKE and Samok, and we salvaged the project. And this made us famous in Germany. Then we got lots of support. From then on, then BMW bought the tools, the Württembergische Feuerversicherung, then the Deutsche Bank. So we had some of the largest customers in Germany. We had the tools there installed, and we were developing further tools. Bertelsmann even gave us a room. We had a permanent place to work there and free computer usage. And what was also very important was the telephone, because the Hungarian colleagues were always telephoning to Hungary to get orders what they should bring back from Gütersloh to sell here in Hungary. So mindenki boldog volt. Everyone was happy with this situation, you see. The BMW Württembergische Insurance installed not only SoftOrg, but some of the SoftSpec, but other tools as well, and they formed a SoftOrg user group at this time, so it was very important. And the Deutsche Bank also used the SoftOrg tools for developing their credit systems. At 1985, we had 17 users for SoftDoc, 8 for SoftTest, and 7 for SoftSpec. In 1985, the Bundesbahn ordered the complete tool family, even though it wasn't finished yet. The SoftMan and SoftInt were still under development, but they believed in it. In 1986, we got a big contract for ThyssenSteel for developing their milling streets for the steel production. And we installed the tools there. Now, but not only Thyssen, but across, I always rode the bicycle from Duisburg to Essen. It wasn't far, 25 kilometers, 30. And Krupp was there in Essen. They also ordered the tools and started making projects for the Bundesbahn. Then 1987, our main supporter in Germany, who provided us the computer capacity, the room, Helmut Bender, was fired from Bertelsmann. During the summer of 87, he was called back from his vacation and thrown out of the company because of disputes, political disputes with the users. The users, like today, they hated discipline. They didn't want this software engineering. They wanted agile development. They wanted to have the programmer sitting next to them doing whatever they thought of. One day this, next day that, and so forth. So Herr Bender disappeared from the scene. He actually died somewhere in Yugoslavia during this wars there. Some people say the Serbs killed him, but he was out of this whole business. He had enough. It still went on, though, a little. Bremer Harbor ordered the SoftSpec, the Continental Tires. I know that Erica was there very often. Feovari Lazzi was taking care of Essen and the Bundesbahn. But at SoftOrg, we had a mishap. We were not able to automatically generate the tandem programs for the distributed computers on time. And this we had to finish manually. So the project was finished, but it cost much more than what we had predicted. And so from this time on, I decided I would never again make a development project for the users. In 1989, then Thyssen and Krupp canceled their installations. What were the reasons then for this failure? It is a technical failure as well as political, you might say. The problem to be solved was simply too complex. Even to this day, it's still too complex to be solved. And many larger organizations, IBM, Rational Software AG, Adabas Natural, Hewlett-Packard, Siemens, have all tried and failed to solve this problem. They've given up. Now they go back to the original development. So the PC emerged as the preferred platform for software development. The Hungarian institutes lacked the necessary computer capacity because of the embargo. There were then not enough qualified people to staff the project, especially in the later years, and I was simply overloaded, constantly back and forth between Germany and Budapest. I could not take care of all of these customers and at the same time run the development here in Budapest. So the aftermath, there was no longer any Softorg users left. The socialist system that gave birth to Softorg collapsed like a house of cards. Hungarian institutes, unfortunately, SKI, Samok still exists, but in another form. They ceased to exist, which I think was a mistake. The former Softorg project members went their separate ways. Some of them founded their own companies, like Frau Nyari, Mrs. Nyari with Softing, and Jandrasic Gabor with Soaring. And I went on to Switzerland to re-engineer old systems for the UBS. I never again developed a new system for a user. So that was it. Ujan nim gazdok letem dehiresh. Es modjar nep sabo kustashag SKI es kovac jusunek halash kusenem.